Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hello, Disha.
Hi, Shrikant. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing good.
Shrikant,
I'm a big listener of you, Disha.
On National Law Day, to get a call from an advocate is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shrikant, tell me which law is a really useless law that we have in this country. I mean, every country has it. Tell me one law which is redundant, outdated, but it's still a law.
Actually, I feel every other law is outdated law. Because every other law was enforced before constitution. Say, for example, IPC. IPC is 1860.
Oh.
And Indian Evidence Act is 1872.
All before 1950 when the constitution was enforced. Everything's before that.
Yes. And upon that, the amendments are being made. All laws are British laws, British-made laws. And we are using the laws which are made by the British.
But what did B.R. Ambedkar do then with the Constitution of India?
The Constitution provides umbrella so that the fundamental rights are not violated. That's it.
When are we going to get over this British hangover? I mean, our schooling system is theirs, which is pretty useless.
No, that is the reason people like these politicians are finding loopholes in the law and making good use of them.
Maharashtra is an evident example, right?
Yes.
You know, my father's chartered accountant always tells him, because I ask him 100 questions. Okay. So he tells me, look, Disha, law and logic are not always in sync. So just deal with it.
Yes, certainly.
But Shrikant, law and logic should be in sync, right?
Yes, it should be in sync. But whatever the laws are which are made today, they are made... as you say, like, it is thinking with the logic.
And tell me, what is the biggest myth about lawyers?
I can't say that.
Why not? Come on. We all have ideas about lawyers. We see courtrooms in movies. We see judges there with a hammer. And tell me, what do we believe, but what is not true? At least bust one myth for us to do with law.
Myth is people should have a clear approach that the laws which are there, it is for our protection and they should not misuse the law.
See, that's not a myth, that's a reality.
Correct.
Shrikant, that argument would not win you in court. You have to tell me, what is a myth about lawyers? Something that we think about lawyers, and many people come and tell you about lawyers, and you're like, no man, this is not true. Like, people come to me as an RJ and say, is this your real voice or do you change your voice? They also ask me, oh, what do you do after your show? Do you have nothing to do after your show? And there are some well-kept secrets about radio which I won't let out, but you know, people come with certain perceptions about lawyers. Any such perception that you have probably encountered from people generally? Okay, tell me this.
Yeah.
Do the judges actually have a hammer in court?
No, they don't.
That's a myth. Are you serious? So they don't say order?
No. They don't do that. It's actually not called as a hammer. It is called as a gavel.
But do they have it in court?
No. They might have it, but they don't do that, actually. What?
These movies have ruined us, yeah.
Yes. What they show in the movies, they just tap on the table. They don't do that.
Oh, so there you go. That's a myth about law that we can bust.
Yes.
You know what? Yes. Wish you a very happy National Law Day. And
Thank you, Disha. I am a great listener of you.
Thank you.
And I follow you on Instagram. And I just love your voice.
Listen, come and meet me sometime at the studio.
Sure, definitely, Disha.
And one last question. When was the last time you broke a law, Shrikant?
I jumped a signal just now.
You jumped a signal just now? My God. I'll see you soon, Shrikant.
Bye-bye.
Bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha! Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.